So the Olympics finished last night, and pretty gutted, to be honest. It's been a fantastic 2 weeks, a lot better than I expected. I think a lot better than most people expected, to be honest. And some really fantastic moments to look back on. I think the highlight has got to be the fact that I actually got the chance to go down. The women's marathon was just a fantastic little trip. Really got into the spirit of it. I was disappointed I didn't get to go down to the actual park. But I plan to go down for the Paralympics. I'm hoping that that'll be just equally as you know, exciting. Just the whole event and the fans and the endeavour of the athletes was just fantastic. I think two memories of the women's marathon was the British girl Murray running past and the crowd cheering, and I was trying to record one of these audio views and it was too loud, the crowd. I just gave up, and she came running past and the crowd were cheering her on, and she had this look of pain on her face, and then she cracked this little smile just so happened as she was running past, which I thought was brilliant, because the crowd were obviously lifting her, and we were just one little moment on that whole 26.2 mile journey around the course. So it must have been fantastic to be a runner on that course. Yeah, totally inspired by it. I'd like to go down and see the Paralympic marathon if possible. That'd be great. I think the other memories will be Mo Farah, obviously, Bolt, Ennis, the David Rhodesia, the 800 meter sprinter, and basically any of the running events. I didn't really get into the horse riding or the sailing or the canoeing, or even I didn't really get into the swimming this year, which I did last time because I was training for the triathlon. And that's the other one, the triathlon. I thought that was good, seeing the Brownlee brothers. But sad to see the end of it now, and just look forward to Rio. The one good thing that's come about as well is, two good things. I've actually started running again, and it's partly because I've just changed my job and I'm doing a lot less walking in the day now. So I'm trying to keep my Fitbit stats high, get my steps up, and I can't do it. It just takes too long to go and do 10,000 steps after work. It's a couple of hours, whereas if I go for a run, I might be able to just get it squeezed in. So I've started running. I've been going to the gym, getting my legs strengthened up, and went for a 4 mile run yesterday, and yeah, legs a bit stiff today, but so far so good. So hopefully I can keep that up. That would be one good thing that's come out of the Olympics. Riding on the back of it, the whole wave of enthusiasm for sport and all that. And I noticed today that I had an email from when I tried to get some tickets. I'm now on the mailing list, and there's this Join In, which is like an initiative to try and capitalise on the whole Olympic spirit. And they're doing a weekend of events this weekend, the 18th and the 19th. And it's all the free events around the country, and you can just find them on the website. So I logged on and I noticed that there's a park run in Liverpool, so I might go down to that. If that's not on, failing that, I might try and just do something else. There's also like an aquathon, which is a 400 meter swim followed by a 3 kilometer run, which would be good. The only thing is that's not free. You got to pay £20 for that, but it'd still be quite a good thing to get involved in. That's it, nothing else to report. Oh, the only other good thing is well done to Mo for losing his first stone on the 3-man 3-stone challenge. He's a trailblazer, he's leading the way, and hopefully with my running I'll be able to catch him soon. We'll see. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Over and out.